Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Newell's on vacation. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be filling in while he is away. And glad that Guy Williams is joining us as normal. Guy, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing?
Doing very well, Dave. Good to be with you.
Glad that you are here. How's our money doing?
Well, it's doing fine. I mean, United States is still the preeminent economy in the world. We're in an uncertain time, but the fundamentals of the U.S. economy are still good. The budgeting process leaves a lot to be desired, but we'll leave that part to Congress.
I made the mistake today of glancing at my 401k, and I got an email from the the folks that manage it, and I just opened it. So I looked, and I was like, oh, great. About where I am now, where I was last fall in terms of all the major market indexes are right about now where they were back in October and November. We've seen them go up. We've seen them go down. And a lot of that's based on knee-jerk reactions to talk about tariffs and other policies, right?
It really is. And it's a good reminder. You know, a lot of financial advisors tell people don't open the 401k statements. And the reason is, individual investors tend to do the wrong thing consistently through the years, which is sell when the market is down and buy when it's high. And the problem is you get a fear of missing out. When the market's booming, I need to buy the latest hot stock, almost always the wrong thing. And then when the market's falling, I need to sell to prevent it from getting worse. And almost always when you do that, you miss the recovery. And that's why we recommend, and most financial advisors recommend, just get a steady investment plan, invest month after month, diversify your holdings so you don't have everything in one spot, and just do it for the long haul. Because over the long term, the U.S. is the best market in the world. It has been ever since World War II.
You know, I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. I'm always optimistic. My wife sometimes says I live in la la land because I'm always looking at the bright side. But I'm happy there, so it is what it is. But the way I see it is, when the market's down, I'm still putting as much in my 401k as I did a month, 2 months, 6 months earlier. I'm just getting more for my money now because the stocks are cheaper. So I always try to look at that, and I'm nowhere near retirement, so I'm not worried about it. I didn't do anything after looking at my report today. I just glanced at it, which I haven't done in a while. So, no knee-jerk reactions here. But I feel like more than ever we're seeing wild swings just based on a comment from the president or a policy that gets communicated or something else. And you have to try to not let that stuff get to you.
We are. And I think people need to understand the president has lots of ideas, but the difference compared to prior administrations is whatever he's thinking about at the moment, he puts out on social media. So what you're seeing is just a live feed of all the different thoughts. Now, most presidents have lots of thoughts, but you don't know what they are because they vet them, they talk about them, and they have policy advisors look at them. Probably the most famous was President Clinton, who literally did polling every single day. And he would find out what the American people wanted and then make a statement that was about whatever the people wanted. So you had a feeling of stability. The difference is with President Trump, you just see whatever his thoughts are, and then next day you'll see different thoughts, and then the next day a different set. But the policy objectives, you know, may be well-grounded. It's just that you're seeing the unfiltered feed, and people aren't used to that, particularly compared to the prior administration, where things happened a little slowly. So there's a bit of whiplash, and you feel like you're living in a pinball machine.
And some people find that refreshing, and others find it frustrating.
Oh, yeah, people can get very nervous about it. And I think it's good to step back and say, look, the U.S. is still the best economy in the world. We still have the best options. We still have elections every 2 and 4 years. If you don't like this, you can vote yes or no. If you do like it, that's great. If you don't, you have a great option. And, you know, most people in the rest of the world really wish they had the freedom to invest and the freedom to disagree that we enjoy here in America.
And the freedom to know that every 2 years with the midterms and every 4 years with the presidential election, we have an opportunity for change. If you don't like it, you can change it. If you do like it, you can fight to keep it as it is. So that really is an amazing thing that we can do in this country, and better, I think, than anywhere else. Although someone just texted in on the Equinor Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. He says, us baby boomers can't wait for the long term. Talking about their 401ks, advice for as we're seeing a growing number of people getting ready to retire if they haven't already.
Well, a couple of things. First, back to the political thing very briefly. I would encourage people go to the town hall meetings and hear your representatives live, whether it's city council, mayor, or the House and Senate, because you get a different presentation when you hear them live. When you see it on the news, you get things filtered and snippets. But when you actually go to the meetings, it's important. You have a chance to interact. But switching your baby boomer question, there are a number of things that baby boomers can do. The first is a little challenging, but it's important. Don't retire early unless you just hate your job and are desperate to get out. Social Security benefits go up until you get to age 72. So you will enhance your benefits if you work longer. The other thing is, obviously, if you work longer, you have fewer years in retirement that your savings needs to cover, and that's important. So keep on the job. Also, look when you retire at ways that you might actually make some money. You know, schools are desperate for substitute teachers. If you have some skills in that area, that's a flexible way that you can both give back and make extra income. The market is still a good place to be, you know, a diversified basket, a balanced index fund, so that you have some stock exposure, some bond exposure makes sense. But the continuing to work is the best advice, and then looking for a side income and a side hustle. There's an interesting story. A lady in the Washington area was at a meeting with some friends, and you know, they're just complaining about laundry. And she said, well, I just got laid off. I can do laundry. She started picking up laundry. She now does 7,000 pounds of laundry a week, has 4 employees. And what just was a comment turned into a great business for her. And she's literally created a business that has employees and has more demand than she can satisfy. So It's a good idea to look at things like that and look at opportunities.
And I think the biggest challenge is we all have those brilliant ideas of ways we can make a lot of money, but most of us don't often act on them. I've told the story on the air before. My wife one day had called me and asked me to go pick up a couple things at the grocery store. This was, I don't know, 30 years ago, 28, 29 years ago. And I said to her, I said, you know what? There should be someone who can deliver anything we want. I said, because at that time, all you could get delivered was Chinese food and pizza. It was the only things people delivered to your house, right? And I said, we should start a anythingyouwantdelivered.com or anythingdelivered.com. And we joked about it and we laughed about it. And I actually thought it through. I'm like, yeah, so if you just need a couple of rolls of toilet paper, but you don't want to run to the store and get them, someone will bring them to you. If you want a car, someone will bring it to you. And of course, Amazon at the time was only selling books. That's all they were about, you know, and they ran with that model. If I just acted on that thought, you know, maybe I'd be Amazon now. But most of us don't act on those ideas.
Well, think about it, Dave. You invented Uber Eats and didn't even realize it. And New Orleans would have been the perfect place to do that delivery option for restaurants and food. And you look back and you think, wow, I had the idea. And as you say, it didn't act on it, and I'm sorry you didn't, because I'd love to have that company be headquartered here, and we'd be talking about Mr. Cohen like we talk about Mr. Bezos.
If I should have just gone right then and reserved the URL, anythingdelivered.com, which makes a whole lot more sense than Amazon.com. But
oh, it does. That was a great URL idea.
But now, been there, done that. Not going to compete with Amazon and Walmart now, so on we move. But yeah, I think you're right. If you have an idea for a side hustle, no matter what scale it's on, acting on it is, if you don't do anything, you're not going to make money off of it.
Well, and the other thing is, I've seen this with my friends who've retired. The ones that sit home and watch TV really have health issues and challenges. They become uninteresting. You really don't want to hang out with them because all they're doing is complaining. And it's like, come on, you got to do something. And look, it doesn't have to be a side hustle to make money. It can be volunteering. There are a lot of great organizations that could use help. But that retiring and doing nothing, I think, is very dangerous.
Talking about maximizing how much we get to take home and keep of our money, I know in the notes that they gave me, one thing you wanted to talk about today was why a health savings account makes sense now. For folks who don't have a health savings account, tell them why they should, and is it for everybody?
Yeah, health savings accounts, one of the best tax advantage things that Congress has ever done. And the reason is money that goes into a health savings account is tax-free. It's pre-tax, so you're putting your money in. The growth is tax-free. You know, whatever it's invested in, if it's a money market account, the interest, the income, you never pay a tax on it. And withdrawals are tax-free as long as they're for a medical expense. Now, the reality is, as we age, you'll end up having some medical expenses. And it could be you end up just paying for, you know, routine checkups. And if so, then you ought to, you know, thank your lucky stars and say a prayer of gratitude. But most folks will have some medical expenses to pay, and those are tax-free as well. So you're putting money in tax-free, it's growing tax-free, and then when you spend it, unlike taking money out of an IRA, you don't pay taxes. It's also your account. It doesn't belong to the employer, so it's portable, and every year you don't have to spend each year. You can put $4,300 a person in. You can put $8,500 for a couple. Now, there are conditions. The two most serious are you have to be in a high-deductible medical health plan. But that's not as difficult as it would seem. High-deductible is defined as any deductible at $1,600, $1,650 or more. And you can't be in Medicare. So for people that are not in Medicare and have a high-deductible health plan, this really makes a lot of sense. Now, there's some proposals in the tax bill. I'm not going to go into the tax bill because heaven only knows what will be approved or
the
not
big,
approved.
The big, beautiful bill? Yes.
Yeah, they could make health savings better, but the health savings as it is with no changes is a wonderful tax benefit. So the reason we recommend it is it's really like an additional IRA. Because it's unlikely you're going to go through your life without having to spend it on some sort of medical expenses. And it could also be things like health and fitness. So there are ways to use the account. And it really is a great opportunity for people to put away some money tax-free.
And you can make purchases of over-the-counter health care products as well. So if you have $400 left at the end of the year, you can go buy $400 worth of Band-Aids or something, if better than losing the money, right?
Yeah, well, here's a good thing. It's not like the accounts that are use and lose. It rolls over. You don't have to spend it every year.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And that's what makes it very nice. So you can keep putting the money in. If you don't have expenditures, just let it accumulate and then spend it when you need it. Because, I mean, if you ever end up having to go to the hospital, the charges, the ambulance, all that will definitely eat up money. So you've got money put aside for that sort of contingency. And you can use it to buy drugs and, as you say, over-the-counter drugs. And the reality is, as you age, you will have some prescriptions and things that you can spend it on. But you don't have to spend it every year, which is an additional benefit.
And how does someone take advantage of this? What do they have to do to start one of these new health savings accounts?
You can set it up at any financial institution that offers it. So all the big banks in New Orleans, including community banks like ours, offer these accounts. So very simple, just like opening a checking account.
So this is not one that goes through your employer. That's what you talked about, the portability of it, because it's through a financial institution, and it's not one that you is it still direct withdrawal from your payroll, or do you have to manually
it can
put money
be
into
that's
it?
That's the best way to do it is, and a lot of employers have set these up and made it available, and it's good to check with your employer, because if they've already set it up, that's a wonderful way to do it. But yeah, the direct withdrawal from payroll is by far the best, because then it's coming out without Social Security taxes and income taxes.
We're talking with the president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Guy Williams. If you have a question about your financial situation, you can call him at 504-260-1870 or text us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 and send us your questions. Please do them now. Often when we have Guy on, everyone waits to the last 10 minutes of the show, sends in their questions, and we can't get them all answered for you because there's too many in too short a time. So you got a question for Guy Williams, text it in now. When we come back, we're going to talk about electricity, obviously in the spotlight here in New Orleans after those mandatory blackouts of the Memorial Day weekend. And we'll talk about what's going on in some other places when it comes to electricity and what may be best for here. He's got some other topics he wants to touch on as well. And he always brings something fun before the end of the program. So we've got that to look forward to as well. Your calls, your questions, and more from Guy Williams after this on
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
UWL. Guy, getting some questions about the health savings account you just talked about. One person wants to know, what is the penalty if you use it for something that is not a health expense? And somebody else wants to know, do you have to work to contribute to an HSA?
Yes, you do have to work. And I will check on the penalty, but I'm not sure. I would definitely not recommend that because it is a program that's approved by the federal government. So for sure, you'd end up probably paying your income taxes. But I'll double check and we'll have that answer before the end of the show.
Okay, so at bare minimum, you'd have to pay taxes that you were, well, on money that was previously tax-free because you're not using it for what you said you'd use it for.
Exactly. But, I mean, there's really no reason to do that because, I mean, all of us are going to have some expenditures, whether it's a prescription, whether it's, you know, some sort of, annual checkup. You know, there's a way to use it for medical expense. And these can be passed on if you pass away as well.
And it's for you and your dependents, right? So if you're married,
right,
your spouse, if you have children who are dependents, that they you can use it on them as well.
Yeah, and I mean, with your kids, you know that they're going to the pediatrician. That's just a reality.
One person texted in and said, 72 is way too old to retire. You can't really enjoy life outside of working till the grave. 72 is not the grave these days. Wow, you just pissed off a lot of people who are 72. But okay, your response, because you said if you can, because you get the most Social Security benefits if you work till 72, right?
You do. And real quickly to the other question, 20% tax penalty plus you pay taxes on the
okay.
HSA. All right. So, you know, Warren Buffett is still working. He's in his 90s. There's a big difference of retiring to and retiring away. If you like what you're doing, you know, people tend to stay in their job and do it longer. And, you know, you look at Leah Chase, who, you know, worked a long, long time, man, made a difference in Louisiana. You know, people that enjoy what they're doing tend to work longer. If you don't like what you're doing, then definitely look for an alternative, either a different job that you would enjoy, or if you just hate it, you know, retire early, but recognize that it does come with a financial consequence. So I'm not going to disagree because every circumstance is different. Just encourage people to consider their options.
What's the earliest age to withdraw from a 401k without penalties? Another person texts in.
Pretty sure it's 62, but I'm going to check on that for you, Dave.
All right. In the meantime, I know you're ready to talk to us about electricity, and you've been kind of taking stock of what's going on, not only nationally, but internationally when it comes to electricity. What have you been finding?
Yeah, it's intriguing. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people think, well, the green agenda is all about the Northeast. Solar farms are growing fastest in the Southeast. And, you know, Texas is a giant source of solar energy. What's happening is, as we weigh the different things, whether it's wind power or solar is winning out at this moment. The offshore wind turned out to not be economically efficient. If it doesn't have subsidies, you actually can't do offshore wind economically. You can do solar power economically, but it is a tremendous challenge to the grid. And the challenge is our grid was designed years ago around central hubs. It was designed around either a gas, coal, or nuclear plant, and then distributing power. With solar, you have remote power all over the place. And what's happened in the last decade is we've invested a lot in solar farms and solar power, but we haven't invested in making the grid resilient. And we haven't invested in backup. And one of the challenges is on a sunny day in Texas, solar can provide a tremendous amount of power. But when it gets cold, when it gets windy, when it gets dark, you don't have the backbone of flexible base power. And that can be nuclear, that can be natural gas, you know, can be hydro. So there are a lot of things that can work. But what we're seeing is no investment in grid, and nobody wants to do it.
Someone texted in, they personally invested in solar, and now they're worried about with the changing political winds that they want to know, you know, because they got subsidies to get solar, will that continue, do you think, going forward? In fact, they said, Dave, would you ask Guy about wind and solar in respect to this administration? Many people invested in solar panels due to a promise from a payoff from our government. What do you think?
Yeah, and before I answer that, I'm going to go back to the 401k. No penalty if you're over 59 and a half. And also, there's no penalty if you worked in public safety, police, firefighting, and if you're over 55. So 59 and a half, normally 55, no penalty 401k if you're public safety. All right, back to the changes. One of the things that's happening, and I think one of the challenges of this pen pal mentality of news coverage is you don't really get the actual true story. The changes that are being proposed in the big bill and the different congressional bills are prospective for future power. They're saying we're not going to have future benefits for uninstalled power. Things that have already been contracted, things that are already in service are not affected. So that, no need to worry about that. And it is, we just built a branch that's off the grid using solar power. So we believe in solar power, but we didn't do it for the tax benefit. We did it because it's economic and it's resilient, and particularly in our area with the tendency of hurricanes and the less than dependable grid. And I'm not picking on energy except to say there hasn't been enough investment in strengthening the grid, enough investment in burying power lines, enough investment in redundancy over the years to make the grid as resilient as it needs to be. So it's important to look at alternatives. But if your power's already installed, if you're already in service, I wouldn't worry about it. That isn't affected in any of the bills that have been proposed.
In your looking at energy, you looked at what France is doing. You looked at what Texas is doing. What lessons can we take away from what you're seeing in those locations?
Yeah, big lesson is don't get ahead of the people. You know, it's one thing for government to say, we're going to do this, and we have a goal by whatever, 2035, 2025. If the people that live in your state, parish, country don't agree, you're going to have to backtrack. And what's happened is the Europeans got really ahead of themselves and over the skis on green energy with the idea that we're just going to reduce it. We're going to reduce pollution. We're going to be the leader of the world in green energy. And in Paris, they came up with the idea that 66% of the cars had to be electric by 2030. Now, that's pretty close. But one of the challenges is if you're going to use electric cars by 2030, the cheap electric cars are made in China. And if you're opposed to slave labor, if you're opposed to human rights violations, if you're opposed to funding to keep Russia in the war against Ukraine, China's on the wrong side of all those issues. So you're forcing French citizens to buy Chinese cars because those are the least expensive. On the other hand, if you buy a BMW, an Audi, or a European car, it's fairly expensive. So what happened is the French said, well, we're going to create emission-free zones. You won't be able to drive in big cities if you don't have a green vehicle. And the public just said, no, we're not going to stand for that. We can't afford to buy these. And so the National Assembly voted 98-51 to scrap the low emission zones. So they realized they had gotten ahead of the people and they just couldn't do it. So it's an example of you can have a great objective, but you need to talk to the people about why you're doing it. You need to have a timetable that makes sense. And then you do it on a rational scale. You know, Texas is an interesting case study. You know, Texas has everything. They have oil and gas, but they also have wind power and solar power. And if you think about Texas, the wind always blows in West Texas, almost always sunny. So they have been putting in more what you'd call green energy than almost any other state. And the only one that comes close is California. And what Texas is doing is saying, look, this makes economic sense for us, but we are going to have to rebuild the grid and make it more resilient because it wasn't designed for all these remote solar and wind applications. So Texas is beginning to invest in a resilient grid and also investing in solar power and wind power, but they're not doing it with state subsidies. They're doing it on economics and saying, look, y'all need to do this when it makes sense. And what the Texas solar people are saying is there are other states that are going to run out of power and are going to need to buy it from us. And we're going to sell them our surplus solar power. And that's called merchant power plants. So we're seeing Texas responding in a way that's actually good for the environment and good economically by saying we're going to do this without subsidy, but do it in a way that makes sense.
You know, you talked about some of these deadlines that we heard about over the last decade for transitioning away from fossil fuels and into green energy. And when you talk about electric cars, you know, last I saw General Motors, Ford, and other automakers, I pick those because they're the major U.S. automakers, still have posted plans to make their brands fully electric by 2035. We're in 2025 now, and that includes Cadillac and Buick being fully electric by 2030, and Ford still wants to have half of its North American sales electric vehicles by 2030. Do you think those deadlines are going to stay, or that those manufacturers are going to alter them based on buying patterns, or do you think that they're going to keep pushing and pushing, hoping that they can make the appetite for electric vehicles more robust?
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because GM is the perfect weather vane. And when the administration is pushing one way, that GM pushes with them. When it pushes the other way, GM also pushes with them. GM's president really did a big U-turn. And they started out, and you're absolutely right, in January of 2021, they announced plans to go all electric by 2035. So that's pretty darn close. The challenge for GM is electric vehicle sales as a percent of their sales are declining. American consumers are not buying the electric vehicles. And so GM, which once upon a time said, we believe that electrification is totally aligned with climate, is now saying, you know, we're going to pause. And one of the most significant things is they've halted scheduling on a battery plant, and they have instead devoted the site to a V8 engine plant. So that's General Motors voting with their dollars, saying there's not a chance in the world we're going all electric. We're building a brand new V8 engine plant because that's what people want to buy. And that's what we're going to do. They also have been on both sides of the California carve-out. GM was in favor of the California carve-out in Democratic administrations, but this spring they lobbied Congress to reverse the federal rate waiver on the EV mandate. So even Gavin Newsom said, wait a minute, this is shameful. GM's doing this behind our back. What GM's doing is responding to the political environment and also to consumer demand. So I'd have to say that when you decide that you're not going to make EV motors and instead make V8s, you're voting that, no, there's no way they're going to be there in 2035, and there's no way the demand is there.
Yeah, and they're reading the market and seeing that they want to stay in business, so they're going to produce what the consumer wants to buy.
Good electric vehicles have a wonderful future, and I think they'll gradually gain market share. But you need to follow the consumer if you're a consumer goods company. And what, just as I found out in France, if you try and push the consumer to buy something they don't want, you'll get voted out. And then you know, where are you? If you're a politician, that's, you know, fate worse than death. Now you're not in position and the opposition gets to do what they want.
And so, come in and reverse everything.
The automakers are definitely reversing those ambitious goals on electrification.
Talking with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, I got someone asking about inheritance money. Sadly, their parents recently died, and now they want to know what's the best thing to do with the money that they've inherited. We'll let Guy Williams talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the CEO of Chase predicting that the bond market will crack and regulators will panic. Huh. Guy Williams has that after this as well on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy Williams is our guest, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, someone texts in and says, after the sale of my parents' home following their deaths, my siblings and I are each going to get around $300,000. Would this money be taxable? And what do you advise we do regarding the inheritance? Invest it? Put it in a savings account?
It won't be taxable because it's below the maximum estate, which is really pretty substantial right now. It's $14 million. So,
wow.
Yeah. So most people will never have to worry about estate tax.
I wish I had to worry about that,
I would take a look at your individual situation. If you have a high-rate mortgage debt, it would be worthwhile to pay that off because it's wonderful to have a paid-for home. If you don't, I would recommend looking at a diversified portfolio of, you know, stocks and bonds. You know, they're different index funds called balanced index. You know, Vanguard has those, Fidelity has those with low fees, so that you're investing for your own future. And I think the important thing is to think, you know, what do you want to accomplish? It may be that you have a nonprofit you'd like to help, and, you know, perhaps you give 10% of what you receive to a nonprofit. A lot of people consider that a worthwhile objective, and certainly something I'd recommend, particularly if it's a nonprofit that your parents were interested in or a church that they were involved in. But it's a great opportunity to reset and, you know, certainly look at high interest debt if you have any, and then spend a little bit just, you know, on a trip and enjoy it, and then, you know, reminisce about your family. Do it as a family trip where your siblings get together and you just talk about the gratitude you have for the parents that have left this to you.
Yeah, you know, I always tell my kids, do whatever you want after I'm dead because I won't care. But I always tell them, don't spend a lot on a funeral. Don't spend a lot on me at that point. Go the cheapest route and take that money, go on a vacation and celebrate my life. That would be how I would advise them to do, but they can do whatever they want. Thank you for answering that question. Guy, I want to ask you about the CEO of Chase.
Jamie Dimon.
He's had some words that have some people concerned lately. What, tell us about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jamie's sort of at that unfettered phase. His bank is by far the biggest bank in America, tremendously successful, very well run. He's also at the end of his career. He's thinking, you know, he'll work two or three more years. And what he's now doing is just saying what's on his mind. And what he said in a recent interview is, you're going to see a crack in the bond market, okay? And I'm reading this quote because I don't want to misquote him. It's going to happen. I tell this to our regulators. It's going to happen, and you're going to panic. And I don't know if it's going to happen, be a crisis in 6 months or 6 years. So what his point was in that whole conversation is, we're at an unsustainable level of borrowing. We're at an unsustainable level of debt compared to GDP, and there will be a crisis. Now, sort of the outside edge, I think, would be 10 years from now when Social Security runs out of money and would have to cut benefits by about 22%. You know, at that point, it would be a crisis, and no politician would ever want to cut Social Security benefits. But if the debt is already very high, the deficit is very high, it could be that just spending more money would result in very high interest rates. And that's what he means when he says the market's going to crack. It's that people won't want to buy debt at anything like current prices. They will demand a higher interest rate. And that higher interest rate would roll over into higher mortgage rates, higher loan rates. And that's the crack in the bond market that he's talking about.
So individual investors, can they learn anything from that, or anything you think they should take away from this?
Yeah, I definitely don't buy long-term bonds, you know, 20 and 30 years, because you're gambling that the U.S. will balance its budget, will restrain its spending. And that's just not a good gamble right now. Congress, and this is both sides, neither side wants to cut spending. Both sides want to blame the other for the problem. And until there is really a crisis where rates go very high, or people, bond buyers, just don't want to buy as much debt as the U.S. wants to issue, we're unlikely to see any reductions in spending, because the areas that will have to be reduced are what are called mandatory areas, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And those are often called the third rail of politics. If you touch those, you get electrocuted.
Yeah,
so what Jamie's point is, we're just on a path where we're going to have to deal with something that's very difficult. And, you know, some countries have done it. When we talk about retirement, Finland upped the retirement age to 70. Said, you know, we're just, people are living longer, we're pretty healthy, our retirement plans don't work with low retirement ages, so the new age is 70, not 65.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting that while the rhetoric from the right is about cutting spending and DOGE and all those kinds of things, we know the big, beautiful bill, by all accounts, will increase spending at a time when we thought the goal was to reduce spending. So I think those words reverberate in the halls of Congress as well. Before we let you go, Guy, I got to ask you about the most unlikely place you might find a North Korean agent in the United States. What's that about?
Yeah. You know, when you go to the movies and you watch the secret agent movies, you would never suspect a 48-year-old lady, Christina Chapman, in Litchfield Park, Arizona, of being a North Korean agent. She did two things that were pretty astounding, and the FBI finally caught her and arrested her. But she set up server farms in her house, and she created remote IT jobs. And the remote IT jobs were all staffed by North Koreans. So imagine you're running your company, Dave. Do you want to hire a bunch of North Koreans to do your IT and to have access to your system? I don't think so.
No. Not the Iranians, not the North Koreans. No, please no.
So the North Koreans took in $17 million in payroll. She had them working at 300 different American companies. The servers were all located in her house. She would create it. They used stolen identities and fake pictures to make it look like these were American employees. So the North Koreans got a double dip. They got paid money. They got real money from these companies that she took a share of. And they got access to 300 U.S. companies doing remote data work. And heaven only knows how much they stole in terms of intellectual property.
Yeah, let's hope the CIA is looking into what else they may have stolen. Guy, we're out of time. I appreciate that. Yeah, Litchfield, Arizona, that's where all the North Korean spies are. Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, always interesting and informative, and we're glad to have him here on WWL. We're back to see what Scoot's working on after this. All right, Scoot's coming up next, and he had some very interesting interactions he's going to talk to us about. What's up, Scoot?
Well, again, I'm going to talk about my visit with the juvenile offenders at a juvenile facility last week. And also, I had a busy weekend. I was on the road. I went to the Happy Together Tour in Biloxi on Saturday night. And then yesterday, I was at the new venue in Goshen, Mississippi for Rick Springfield and the 80s show. So a lot to talk about on the show this afternoon, and most of it's going to be fun.
All right, looking forward to that. Scoot's up next. Don't forget, tonight, 8 o'clock, win or stay home for LSU. Well, they stay home either way, but let's hope they win and go on to Super Regional play and then on to Omaha for the College World Series. Listen, 8 o'clock tonight here on WWL. I'll see you at 5 tomorrow morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.